Where's Box Office Week News Radio?
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindebot, 7:05 on December the 12th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And of course, we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room, as a couple people have. Good morning, NDI. Just jumped in there. And I'm always joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
So, how are you today, Bad Bob?
Feeling the holiday rush.
Starting to panic here on the 12th?
I wouldn't call it panic. I would call it juggling.
Some concerns here.
Yeah.
You have 13 shopping days left till the morning. If you get up really early before your loved one wakes up, you can still go out and get something.
Oddly enough, that concern is well down on the list. That's pretty much taken care of.
It's, oh, okay.
All these other little odds and ends.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you give us the weather for today, since Linda is on assignment and is awaiting people, a whole drove of people are coming over to our house this morning.
Looks like we're going to have areas of frost before 10 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny. A high today near 58. Frost after 10 tonight. Another chilly evening with a low right near the freezing mark. Currently 40 degrees in Reading. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, now we're going to be talking about today is just a number of things here, especially for the first half. All right, then we want to talk about some of the events that are happening right here in River City. 8 o'clock, though, we're going to be talking about the gift of life. A local restaurateur, I guess you'd say, Jim Gironda, who is a former Marine and very well respected and loved in this community, needed a kidney. And it's not, but in today's medicine, a kidney transplant it's serious, but not as, it's something that is done all the time. It's like heart bypasses. Yes, something can go wrong, but for the most part, everything just works very well. He's going to come on today, and he's going to talk about people that need kidneys. That a lot of times, finding donors, of course, is the main concern. And he's going to talk about how he received his gift of life from another gentleman from right here in town, but yet it wasn't his kidney. So we're going to talk about that. But we've got a lot of other things to talk about today, including the fact that the wreaths across America up at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery that went off on Saturday was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. The ceremony was great. We had young people involved in it talking about reading things that they had written about being away or what it felt like. What could it feel like for those that are away, or the fact that their relatives were away during the Christmas and holiday season, away and deployed in combat. It was a beautiful ceremony. Every gravesite, every headstone was covered by a wreath out there. I can't say enough for those. And there were 250 people out there on that Saturday. All right, I tell you what, before we get started on some other things like Lowe's, I'm not crazy about the big box stores, right? Everybody knows that. You shop local, stay local. But in this case, Lowe's is being threatened by a congressman from California because he wants to tell Lowe's how to spend its money. But first, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 135 points at 12,049. The S&P 500 is down 17 at 1237, and the NASDAQ is down 42 at 2603. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 17 cents at $5.55, and General Electric down 22 cents at $16.62. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 23 cents at $14.42, and North Valley Bank is up 1 penny at $9.85. Turning to the bond market, we're finding higher prices increases there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 2.0%. Over in the commodity markets, we're seeing a reduction in the price of gold down $48.90, currently at $16.67.90. Silver down $1.10 at $31.15. Crude oil is down $1.49 at $97.92. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. This is our Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. Got to know what's going on back there on the East Coast. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about our is a congressman, a state congressman from California, actually trying to extort money from Lowe's. And what about the editorial today in the paper? This is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Is the bluebird here to stay? Is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. It's Monday, 7/12, December the 12th. Gosh, bad bomb. We're almost halfway through.
It's buzzing right a lot. Well, the whole year just...
Whew. What happened this year? This year, it's going by too fast. Can we have a redo in August?
Get a mulligan
I want a redo for August. You're talking about, you know, Christmas presents. You know, if I could invent anything, here's what I would invent. I would invent a do-over button, a dump button, like we have right here in the studio for husbands. You wear it like a wristwatch, and when you say that incredibly stupid thing, yes. When she asked the question, does this dress a little tight on me? When you say that incredibly stupid thing like, well, it's just maybe a little snug, honey, that you can actually, before she turns around and rips your lips off, you push the button and it goes bloop, and then, is this dress a little bit tight? No, honey, it fits you just perfectly, in fact. Or... You know, things that you say to, you know, another guy. You know, it's like, I come in the morning with Bad Bob. I go, hey, Bad Bob, have a good weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on now, Bad Bob. Did somebody do something in your cereal today? And then I realize I've hurt his feelings. I go, oh, yeah, it'll get better. Men, if men had a do-over button, I swear to God, marriages would last. There wouldn't be so many stupid things in the press. But then again, maybe you don't really want, then you wouldn't know how people really felt. Anyway, I think that could be worth, what do you think? How much would you pay for one of those, Bad Bob?
There are moments when such a device would be utterly beyond price.
Lowe's. That's Lowe's. You know, Lowe's, the home, you know, the home the store, you know, home appliances, and, you know, they come in and they help with everything. You know, if you want to do any work around your house, go to Lowe's. It's a big box store. Instead of, you know, we always go to our local Ace stores or any of our little our other local stores, but Lowe's is, you know, it is nationwide. Well, what they chose to do was to pull some advertising from a reality show, and you're saying, well, you know, some of these reality shows really suck. You know, what's happened to programming, and all we've got now is reality shows. Well, this one just happened to be a reality show about Muslim Americans, and because of that. Calling the retail giant's decision un-American and naked religious bigotry, Senator Ted Lieu, Democrat of Torrance, said Sunday that he would consider legislative action if Lowe's doesn't apologize to Muslims and reinstate its ads. What if Lowe's had said, I want to pull out of Lady Hoggers? Would you think the senator would have gotten into this? I mean, here are women out there working, hardworking women, chasing pigs around Florida. And they're being, you know, their show is obviously being sponsored. But Lowe's pulled its advertising because it's a privately owned corporation, and I think it can do that. The last time I looked is that you could spend your money the way you want it when it comes down to the, you know, when it comes down to your advertising. I mean, if that's not the case, let me write to the senator and say, hey, Senator, I'd like to have six or seven national advertisers here. Come on the show. But it seems like here is if you make a decision based on the fact that you have people that use your store, they're complaining or they've come up and said, we don't agree with this. This is a show that we don't like. And we don't. And if you're going to continue to sponsor it, then we're not going to use your store. Then it's up to the store and it's up to the corporation to say it, to do what they, you know, to spend their money where they want. And then now you've got a state senator trying to extort the money back or force them into it.
Yeah, I find that legislation concept absolutely chilling.
Yeah, but I mean, if they can do it for that, I mean, what's he going to do? What's he going to say? Oh, we condemn Lowe's. Well, Lowe's, whether you like, you know, it's a big box store, but it still hires and employs a lot of people, pays a lot of taxes in California. What if it just said, fine, we'll just pull out?
Isn't that a kind of a free speech deal? I don't see this going very far.
So I don't.
Think the
but
courts
it's,
are going to say, wait a minute, free speech.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's the fact is they can't be sued for pulling their money back. I don't think, you know what, I could be completely wrong. They could be sued. Somebody could sue them and say, well, you pulled your advertising. You know how Boeing wanted to leave Seattle and go to South Carolina to build because they were getting just killed up there and they were going to move to South Carolina because, and it's a company, it's not owned by the government. So what happens is the government gets into it and says, no, you can't move there because you'll be ruining all those union jobs. So, I mean, they kept this company, a privately owned company, from moving because of the unions. I mean, how blatant?
Yeah.
Well, how much more blatant can you get than that?
Anybody who has not yet read Atlas Shrugged needs to pick up that book because it's all coming true. I mean, after 50 years after the publication of that book, it's all coming true, and it's just, quite frankly, starting to get a little bit scary. I mean, you talk to Dr. McConnell about some of the stuff that he's seen, especially in the medical profession, regarding the world created in this novel, and we're living it.
We are, but you know what? There is probably some good news after I just talk about the stupidity of the senators here that wants to make this thing into a huge to condemn, to have the Congress of, or the Assembly or the Senate of California condemn Lowe's. Here's a ballot proposal that would make the California legislature part-time. A constitutional amendment to switch California's legislature to a part-time meeting for about 3 months a year was proposed today by a Republican lawmaker and the head of a political watchdog group. Assemblywoman Shannon Grove of Bakersfield and Ted Costa of People's Advocate would also cut legislators' salaries from about $8,000 per month to $1,500 per month.
Yeah, I see that gaining traction real fast.
You know what? California has had a full-time legislature for more than four decades. And as Costa says, we've tried it. It's failed. You know, and the woman says, you know what? We come up here, we fail our constituents miserably. I mean, you look at it. We are so far over our budget. We do nothing but you know, whoever's in charge allows nothing out of there. There is no bipartisanship there. The Democrats control the Senate. They control the Assembly. They control governor, vice governor, or lieutenant governor, attorney general. Anything that can be elected, I believe, at the state level, practically, except maybe the Board of Equalization. I think there may be one Republican on that. Is run by the Democrats. So I think that your chance of actually having this happen, Assemblywoman Shannon Grove of Bakersfield, is probably not great. However good the idea is when you see the stupid things that our legislators do up there. We've got to take a break. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. 7:20 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
If you're going to take advantage of the savings during the Big Red Riot at Hubler's Furniture, you need to hurry. Selection is going fast. You can shop it all day today for special hours from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. The red tag, the symbol for well over a century of the biggest discount, the greatest savings at merchants everywhere, has come to Hubler's. You'll shop sensational reductions in every department. Today, for special hours from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m., you'll love the savings on famous names like Ashley, Broyhill, Lane, Simmons, including Beautyrest. The list goes on. And you can buy with no down payment and no interest until January 2016 with your purchase of $1,500 or more and minimum monthly payments. Ask for details of the sale or use your Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. Plus, delivery and setup are free locally. Shop the Big Red Riot until 7 o'clock tonight. But hurry, selection is going fast at Kubler's Furniture, 1894 Churn Creek Road in Reading.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment waiting for people to show up at our house today for a variety of things that have to be done. 7:23 in the morning, December the 12th, almost halfway through the month. It's kind of scary. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Go on down there. They've been in business since November the 20th, 1985. Saws, knives, router bits, you name it, they can fix it. They can repair. They can sharpen. That's the whole idea behind this, is they can sharpen those bandsaw blades, abrasive sharpening, bimetal blades. They can do it all. And if you're out there, cutting wood for this winter, and it's going to be a cold one, you need safe equipment, and safe equipment means sharp equipment. Go down and see the people at R&B Sharpening, and give them a call at 530-365-1479, or go visit them at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6. That's R&B Sharpening. You know, enjoy having the paper. Enjoy having the paper. A local paper. Always want to have a local paper here, but we always don't agree with the local paper. And it seems like we are in constant disagreement with what they are saying about Siskiyou County. The last time was a sheriff up there saying, hey, look, you know what? You don't come on our property unless your feds don't come on our property unless you have permission via the sheriff. And the sheriff has said, made some statements out there that says, wait a minute, you know, they're not doing things that support our constituents. Well, the record search, like, took umbrage at that, saying, oh, they should be there to, you know, to be totally neutral. No, that's not what they're elected for. They're elected to protect their constituents and to take care of them and to protect them from an overbearing, you know, entity, whether it's thieves, you know, thugs, or government bureaucracies. In this case, the county, and we talked about it last week, how the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors voted to boycott a water study that the state Fish and Game Department was doing. It was going to be an in-stream flow needs for the Scott and Shasta Rivers. And the supervisor up there, the head supervisor, said that he thought the county's participation would only lend credibility to a process that the county opposes outright. Well, you know, our editorial board talks about this, you know, tries to compare it to a third world country, to a democracy advocates boycotting some third world dictator sham election. Well, excuse me, but that's kind of what it is. You even say it in your editorial when you say the county officials and farmers fear that the study in the water flow for the Coho will inevitably lead to the state demanding more water. They're probably right. Well, yes, they're probably right. So what they're saying is we're not going to lend ourselves to this to have you take more water from us and then say, oh, well, you guys were part of the study. Don't you see what's happening here? They join this. Oh, they were part of the study. How many times have you seen that? How many times have you seen a commission get together or a committee and they say, well, this is what the committee voted on? Well, not the whole committee. What about the parts of the committee said, no, we don't agree with that. But still, they can say, well, you were part of this decision. Well, they have decided not to be part of this decision. And there's a reason for that. While our editorial staff of the Record Searchlight sits back in their offices typing, the people of Siskiyou County have been on the front lines. They know what the Fish and Game Department works. They've been on the receiving end for years. So what do? They fight back. And if you talk about what elected officials should do, that is exactly it. You fight for your constituents. You don't roll over when you see things are wrong, when you see things that are happening. The editorial missed that whole point today. Nielsen, LaMalfa, all the supervisors, the sheriff, they are against what's happening in the water situation in the Department of Fish and Game in Siskiyou County. And if you look around, all of Siskiyou County and Shasta County and 10 of the sheriffs in Northern California and Southern Oregon agree with this. The feds are overreaching, or the state are overreaching what they're supposed to be doing. They're taking an endangered species, which isn't even a species native to the area, the coho salmon, and they're going to take the water. That's what they want. That's the bottom line. Why can't people understand that? They're going to use a study of any way they can make it to say, this, oh, no, no, you need less water. When you do that, and here's what's the bottom line is, that's personal property. They're seizing personal property. This is property that was deeded to them, property they bought, water rights, in some cases well over 100 years ago. And now they want to take that water. And when they do that, what happens? Agricultural and ranching, as we know it, will change. The people in Siskiyou County know, because they've dealt with the Department of Fish and Game, what they will do. They need to stand up to them, not in a violent way. Nobody say anything about violence. Nobody say anything non-peaceful. But they need to stand up to them in every way they can. What else do they have left? How would you do it? You don't have a dog in the fight. Well, they do. They've got their lives. They have their lives and they have their livelihood, their families, their fortune is based on having water. Water that they've had for hundreds of years. When we come back, we're going to be talking something a little bit more cheerful. Actually bringing music into our lives here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. You know, you need to take a stand, and you need to stand for what's right. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, U.S. stocks are falling. The initial enthusiasm over last week's agreement on fixing the European debt crisis has been replaced by worries that it isn't enough to resolve the issue. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 155 points. Moody's says it still plans to take another hard look at the ratings of all the members of the European Union. This follows last week's summit on the region's debt crisis. 26 of the 27 EU leaders agreed at the summit to institute stricter budget rules and provide up to $267 billion in loans to the International Monetary Fund. They would help tackle the crisis. The United Kingdom was the lone holdout. Today is Green Monday, which in the past has ranked among the top spending days for the holidays. It helps kick off what is traditionally the busiest week for online retailers. And today is also expected to be the busiest day in history for FedEx, with the company expected to ship an estimated 17 million packages. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 toast across America cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la.
old Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la.
Do we guarantee Christmas music or what? Hey, I'm joined today by the Enterprise High School Victorian Carolers. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Carolers. I have seven of them in here, and one of them has been chosen. They've been all fighting on who's going to get the mic, but he got it. Julian Cunningham. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning.
Now, how long have you been with the Carolers?
This would be my third year caroling, but my fourth year in Victorian Dinner.
Okay. And somebody, can you explain Victorian Dinner to me, what that is, for people that have not been but are going to be going this year?
Victorian Dinner, you get four-course meal.
Keep aiming your face right
okay.
there.
Okay. You get a four-course meal, and you get to see a play and lots of songs, and we take you back to the era of Victorian, and we all speak in accents and talk like this, and you get served and get a good laugh. And
okay, I have a question to ask.
Yes.
Okay, everybody speaks in a British accent.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Come on a little bit closer. Now,
yes.
Now, does this drive your parents crazy when you're walking around the house talking like this?
Yes, you come home and suddenly you're still talking in a Victorian accent, so...
Well, you have to stay in character.
Yeah, stay in character.
That's
the
right.
The whole week.
That's
all we can talk like.
This is great. Okay, so how many carolers do we have? Are people involved in the dinner?
There's about 40 people involved in the whole dinner itself.
Okay, and it's going to be when?
The 13th through the 17th,
which is tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow,
yes.
And it's going to be out at Enterprise High School in the cafeteria there.
Yes.
Okay, and it's all been
transformed.
It's all been transformed into
a beautiful manor, beautiful house. Victorian style home.
Okay, now you say there's a four-course a dinner there.
Yes.
So was it like roast beef or chicken or what is that?
There's soup, salad,
turkey dinner,
and then figgy pudding.
Okay, now the first time, and Bad Bob will say this is true. The first time I heard people saying "bring on the figgy pudding," I thought they were saying "bring on the piggy pudding," and I was thinking I'll just pass on that piggy pudding right now. But no, it was figgy pudding. So, so do you like figgy pudding?
It is very good.
Right. Now, how long have you been in it? Yes, come on up to the mic.
Same
long, and what's your name?
Trisha Gunter.
Okay, Trisha.
Yes.
And how long have you been singing?
Singing.
Well,
four
how
years.
Long have you been singing?
For Victorian Dinner, and then three for carolers as well.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Great. So it's a different thing then. So you've got the carolers and the dinner. Is that it's a together, but it's separate?
Well, carolers go out in the town and to different schools and different organizations, and we go and sing Christmas carols, and then we're also a part of the show.
Now, do you charge for that? No. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, so you just go out and go to make people feel good. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
It's nice seeing their faces like,
yeah.
light up when we see
okay, them. Now you the one that looks like somebody I saw at Johnny's the other night. We have a senior here he is ready to sing here. I mean, he looks
yeah.
like. And what's your name?
I am Jamal Kinsey.
Jamal Kinsey. Okay. And how long have you been involved with this?
Same as everybody else, the 3 years caroling and 4 years all together in Victoria.
Okay, now do you have to be a senior to be in the to be a caroler, or is it you can be any age? Okay, does this help the money you raise? Does it help support the music the music department?
Yeah, it all goes to the music department.
That's great.
Help us pay for trips and stuff.
That's great. That's what it's for, though, because everybody knows we've been cutting back on our. You know, if my wife was here, who is the entertainer in the family, she'd be, you know, she believes, as we believe, that it takes so much discipline and to be an entertainer, to be able to sing and to be able to put on shows like this, that people don't really have an idea that this, that you have to devote yourself to this. And this,
yeah.
and this carries over to your work in school and in your later life. So we are 100% behind you all being doing this, okay? All right, why don't you give me another song, and then we'll say one more time where it's going to be, and then off you go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So bring us a figgy pudding, so bring us a figgy pudding, so bring us a figgy pudding, and bring some right here. Good tidings to you, wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year.
The Victorian Carolers from the Enterprise High School. They start their dinner and caroling tomorrow, December 13th. What time?
7 p.m. we start the show.
7 p.m. the show starts at Enterprise High School from December 13th through the 17th. Go see these people. They are really good. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 at 740 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Special thank you to our Bingo patrons for their help in raising money towards local charities. Bingo is back at Wind River Casino, where the locals play. Since July, over $3,500 has been raised for Anderson Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Community Center, Shasta Women's Refuge, Living Hope, and Wings of Angels. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales go to the Salvation Army. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for the Salvation Army. $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. $10,000 triple try bingo and super bingo cover all. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play for local charities. This month, play for the Salvation Army. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Linda is awaiting an onslaught of people to our house here is about the next 30 minutes. That's where she is, December 12th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley run a great place there. Espresso Joe's with Jack Frost coffee, and it is like, you know, what is it out there, 38 degrees or some 40 degrees today?
That's what we're showing, yes, indeed.
40 degrees. Go over there, get that latte, get that special coffee from the baristas there. They give discounts to veterans and, of course, a fine walk-in humidor, any type of coffee-making equipment. You can get the gourmet beans, and you get a pound of beans instead of the 12 ounces like you get in these other stores. You know, if you want a cold press, they'll show you how to use it. Tobacco and Brew is so much more than just tobacco and coffee. They have so many other great gift items for Christmas. Okay, the you know, I just love hearing Victorian Christmas, the carolers and coming in here. I mean, those kids work so hard to put this on, and then the madrigals, you know, the same thing. They really work hard at this.
Went down to the rehearsal last week, and the young man who spoke last there, he plays a bad guy, and he just does it. They do this whole tango thing. It's a riot, and if you get the chance, certainly go. It's a great show.
I think we like, and like we say, it starts tomorrow at 7 p.m. and it goes to the 17th. You know, Butte County's gotten the same problems, has the same problems we have. Realignment shifts. You know, they go into the realignment. So right now, they've got 110 people in jail that would have been to prison. And they've got 600. They've got 600 spots. They try to keep 580, you know, filled, which is not a problem. They're trying to keep like 20 open for these extras that come through there. But they're going up to their 600 on many times. You know, so it's not just us that's running into problems here. And then they've got to make up a mind: is which ones do we release? I don't know if you've checked out Shasta. Shasta.
Shasta
mugshots.com lately. You
yes.
need to do that every so often. You know, when you've got a day that's a little down, you're kind of going, oh, geez, I kind of feel sorry for myself. Go to ShastaMugshots.com. If that doesn't cheer you up or make you feel like, yeah, you know what, I'm a hell of a success, you know, right now. I mean, just, you know, sometimes you look on that and you go, what could these people possibly be thinking? Where do they come from? Where are they living? And, you know, but it's just, it's, you know, some of them look like they're photos for their graduation, but those are usually your younger DUI ladies. All right. The, Saudi Arabia, you know, as you know, we fight for freedom, for democracy. You know, we have gone over there, we've established democracy of some sort in Iraq, in Afghanistan. And then you have Saudi Arabia, whom we were spending billions and billions of dollars on, just executed a woman accused of sorcery. Now, this is, and remember we talked about in Afghanistan where a woman who was raped by I think it was a distant family member. She had her choice of either marrying the guy or spending 12 years in jail. So she opted to spend time in jail, and after she'd been there a period of time, she said, okay, look, I'll marry him if I can get out of here. So they released her to marry her rapist. Well, in Saudi Arabia, they just executed a woman accused of sorcery and magic. Maybe part of it was the fact that she was charging people, you know, up to $800 a session to cure them, and it wasn't working. But still, to execute somebody because they were practicing magic, I thought, don't we have like a National Magic Day here in the United States for Wiccans? That if you're, am I saying that?
Wiccans.
Oh, Wiccans. Okay.
Yes.
Wiccans get their own day. I mean, they can, they're, you know, it's Halloween or whatever day they have, but they just have a great time with this. And here they're executing people for practicing Wiccanism.
Well, you're dealing with what amounts to a 7th century mindset, and that ain't going to change.
No. You've heard of, you know, was it Century 21? Over there, Century 4. And, oh, which takes us back to Lowe's and the Muslims and all, the whole thing like that. You know, so it's kind of like this kind of goes in a huge circle here, is that, you know, again, is Lowe's being accused of racism and not supporting the Muslim community because they choose not to be a part of a reality show. I mean, would they get, you know, again, would they get upset if they pulled out of the bride or the bridezillas, or they pulled out of the real wives of Beverly Hills or any of these lady hoggers? Where they didn't, I don't see, you know, anybody getting upset about that. I just find it interesting and repulsive that we have a California senator that says that wants to actually do something, actually introduce legislation instead of something to balance the budget or to do something about the, you know, the schools that don't have any money, that these, or the fact illegals come across our border at will.
We're up to our armpits and petty criminals running the streets.
And instead, this is the most important thing the senator has to do. And you wonder why 12% of the people actually think the Congress and the Senate, or just legislators at those levels, are doing a good job. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We get back. How about an unmanned border station along the Mexican border? Don't you think that's a good idea? Let's just scan our documents in there.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from the store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 7:55 in the morning on December the 12th. Hey guys, 13 more shopping days till Christmas. That's right, find those places that are open 24 hours a day, buy that quart of oil. Better yet, take her car down to Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair and get it fixed. A little ding or a crack up to 24 inches in her windshield, take it down there. Jeff Wurst will repair it and guarantee it. What can I say? An educated person has more choices in life, and if you know anything about windshield repair, and I'm not talking about stopping at the one that's alongside the road and say, repair your windshield for $20. How long is that going to last? He takes it. He uses climate control. Uses just the best bonding and the best workmanship. I can't see. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield. I can't even see it. where he repaired it. That's Jeff Wurst from Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or visit him at 3208 South Market Street. Let's go to the phones. Gary Cadd.
Hello. How are you today?
Gary, I'm fine. What do you got? Have you got something that people need to know?
Yes, I do. I just happened to be looking at the County Board of Supervisors' agenda for tomorrow's meeting, and something interesting popped up. It's on the consent calendar. And this consent calendar is where there's a whole bunch of items that have been vetted and are non-controversial, so they just slip them in there. Well, this particular one talks about spending $250,000 on the second floor of the Public Works Building on Placer Street to put in some employee cubicles. And this money is coming from the County Roads Department. So it's pothole money. And here we are halfway through the year, and we could spend $250,000 on employee cubicles instead of worrying about whether in the coming 6 months or 7 months of this year that we're going to have pothole money.
$250,000?
$250,000.
To make cubicles?
For a cubicle.
And that comes, are you sure it comes out of the same funds that are supposed to repair those road
hazards?
That's
exactly right. And if that's the case, then that I would begin to wonder why it's on the consent agenda, where it won't see the light of day, and we need to do something about it. So I think I'll probably go in and have a little talk with Mr. Lees this morning and see if we can put that on the regular agenda. But this affects not only people here in Redding and in the other two cities, but all the county up on the hill, Bernie, Fall River. I mean, this is the whole county. So I think people need to be at that meeting to see what's going on with this issue.
I think you're right. $250,000 that would be repairing potholes are going to make cubicles for how many people? You know?
Don't know. Doesn't say.
$250,000. You know what? I don't know. I look at these things like cubicles. I look at cubicles that you can go down and buy at the used furniture place. They're Bad Bob.
You get a really nice house for your $250,000.
I mean, you know, the only thing you're talking about, aren't you, is just putting up like a divider. Doesn't that make a cubicle? Why does that cost $250,000?
Yeah, well, there's something on the second floor called the vault, and if I recall correctly, in that building, the vault doesn't have any windows in it, so it's probably going to be making cubicles for mole people.
So are they going to put windows in there? What is this? Where they're going to? Where's this supposed to go to?
I mean, where's the area?
Where's the area?
The area is the second floor of the Public Works Building on Placer. It's across the street from the jail, and it'd be I presume it's the east end of the building is what they're discussing here. There's probably more to this issue than meets the eye at the moment, but a little investigation will probably find that out. I'll find that out before the
give us a call
tomorrow.
Yeah, well, give us a call tomorrow morning too, so we can find out about that. Because $250,000 for cubicles—that's what it says. Seems like pretty exorbitant.
That's exactly what it says.
Yeah. You know what? It doesn't surprise me because I know that the city does these little things where they charge $100,000 to redo an office. They just did, you know, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Later.
All right. Bye. Okay. Unmanned border stations in Texas. That's right. They want to have an open border crossing around Big Bend, Texas there. You're going to go there. You have a spot. You show your documents to a scanner. You scan in your documents. And then you talk to an official about 100 miles away. Now, they did say this will allow us to put a few more agents into the Big Bend area there, and along with the National Park Rangers and that in the National Park. But doesn't it just seem to kind of give the wrong ideas that here we are talking about the problems we're having with illegal immigration, so we just have now an open border spot there that you can scan in documents? And then talk to somebody 100 miles away. And what if they've got a question? Or what if you find something wrong about the document? You say, this is obviously fake. And the person says, yeah, see you later. And then runs across the border. I mean, what are you going to do?
Excuse me, why is your backpack glowing?
Yeah, I mean, excuse me, I can't recognize your face. You're wearing this covering across your face there. Well, sorry. I mean, do you ever wonder why we do things? Hey, when we come back, we have Jim Duran. We're going to be talking about, you know, something that's appropriate for Christmas. We're talking about a gift of life. We're talking about how people can help other people live their lives in quality. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Does Arizona go too far trying to crack down on illegal immigration? The Supreme Court will decide. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Well, a federal appeals court says Arizona's law is too tough, blocking key provisions of the legislation requiring police officers to check a suspect's immigration status. The Supreme Court has agreed to review that decision. The Obama administration challenged Arizona's law and similar laws in Alabama, South Carolina, and Utah. Justice Elena Kagan has recused herself from this case, presumably because of her work as the administration's solicitor general before her nomination to the Supreme Court. Dave?
Jared, what's next for Iraq? That is what its prime minister is talking to President Obama about this morning as U.S. troops keep pulling out. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
President Obama and Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki are having meetings here in the White House to forge relations in a post-Iraq war world. In an Oval Office photo op a short time ago, they weren't saying much.
Thank you very much. We'll be going to press conference later. Just want to get you guys get you a shot.
All U.S. troops are to be out of Iraq at the end of this year, and it's not clear what happens after that. So far, the two nations couldn't agree even on leaving a few thousand American troops behind to help train Iraqi forces. The fear is that if Iraq does not stay engaged with the U.S., Iran's influence over its neighbor will grow. Dave?
Mike, the president's making his case for 2012, despite admitting on CBS's 60 Minutes.
I would be surprised if the American people felt satisfied right now.
But the president says his policies avoided a depression and he has more to do. Mitt Romney wants him fired.
3 years ago, he said if he couldn't get the economy turned around in 3 years, he'd be looking at a one-term proposition. I'm taking him up on that.
Though Romney's trailing Newt Gingrich in most Republican polls, protesters occupying ports this morning from San Diego to Seattle.
You can shut down the camps. You cannot shut down the idea.
She's in Oakland, the anti-Wall Street crowd hoping to disrupt shipping. A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow's down 160. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/17.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
The Virginia Tech police officer, ambushed and killed last week, will be laid to rest this afternoon.
Funeral services will be held for 39-year-old Derek Krause, the Virginia Tech police officer, killed Thursday in a campus shooting. Family members, like Darris Upchurch, are still trying to understand why this happened.
I can't even wrap my mind around that. I can't understand the concept of why someone would want to shoot a police officer for no apparent reason.
Police have still not established a motive. Krause was gunned down by a 22-year-old student from a nearby college who later committed suicide. Sal Chiangrasso, Fox News Radio.
A New York City police officer was shot and killed early this morning responding to a Brooklyn apartment break-in. The gunman fled, but another cop chased him down the street for blocks and captured him. A second suspect, though, is still on the run. The Penn State scandal of child sex abuse returns to court tomorrow.
Jerry Sandusky's preliminary hearing takes place tomorrow morning in Bellefonte, PA, about 8 miles away from Penn State. The former assistant football coach, charged with over 50 crimes involving the alleged sexual abuse of 10 boys over a decade. And the town of Bellefonte, with a population of around 6,000, is busy preparing. Expecting thousands of visitors from local and national press, new parking rules are in place, staging areas are being set up, and restaurants in this small town opening for breakfast for the first time in their history. A spokesman for the Pennsylvania court system calls it their OJ trial. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Well, if you ever wondered what the world record for the number of people around the world participating in jumping jacks in a 24-hour period is, it's 300,265. And Michelle Obama says she's proud that she was part of it. She led about 400 students on the South Lawn of the White House in the event in October, part of the First Lady's initiative to promote physical fitness and healthy eating for children. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is awaiting an onslaught of people approaching our house as we speak. Need to get some things done there. It is December the 12th, 13 shopping days left till Christmas, especially for us guys. I have to go out there that last minute and, oh yeah, that's right. I need that one other thing. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. And hello, chat room. Let me see here. Elizabeth, you are on live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
You know, I am peachy. You know, that ceremony, Wreaths Across America, was just outstanding.
Yeah, it's, I always enjoy that. And really, the part that I love the best is the part where they have the school children come in and read something that they've written about our veterans.
Oh, absolutely.
It's second graders and eighth graders. And, you know, for folks out there listening, it's such a great opportunity to show your children or grandchildren, or as in my case, my three nieces, that their world is a little bit bigger and that they are free because of our veterans. And there were a surprising number of kids out there.
There was. You know, I just started counting people because it gets larger every year. It's well over 250 people out there.
Yeah.
That were just there to come and to take the wreaths and lay them on the grave sites and, in the headstones. And it was, like you said, it was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. And the turnout of the people, and especially the young people, was just, it was heartwarming.
And it's interesting very quickly how it started at Arlington National Cemetery. Someone took a photo of the ceremony where they placed wreaths there. It went viral, and they said on Saturday that there were 700 similar ceremonies taking place across America on Saturday.
Well, you know, I graduated from high school. You probably didn't know this, but I graduated from high school in Yakima, Washington, and there is a site there, you know, for the reunions. And one of them put on the site that they were going to attend the Wreaths Across America at 9 o'clock in the morning, right, in Yakima, Washington.
Yeah.
So it was the same, you know, same day, a little bit earlier. So
that's great.
It is outstanding.
I love how things just catch on.
I do. Okay.
Okay, well, let's get to the point of my call. I am calling to let everybody know what we are doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. It is going to be fabulous. We have a very, very special guest tonight. Her name is Rosa Corey. And Rosa Corey was a guest on We the People Radio probably about 6 months ago. In fact, I know that we pre-recorded our show with her, and she was on Mother's Day. And Rosa Corey is a forensic appraiser in Santa Rosa. So she appraises things like the Bay Bridge. She spends a great deal of time on personal property rights, and she spends a lot of time in court due to the nature of her work. So she has to know her stuff, she has to know her facts, and she has to tell the truth. And she is a diehard Democrat, and she has formed Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. And I encourage people to go to that website. She will be traveling up today from Santa Rosa and will be speaking with us tonight at the Reading Tea Party, and then we will be pre-recording a show with her tomorrow in the studio for Christmas Day. So she is funny, she is highly intelligent, and she knows her stuff. And she comes at it from a direction that people would not normally expect. She has not made her fellow Democrats happy in the Santa Rosa area.
Well, it sounds like an interesting meeting tonight, and then show, of course, for Christmas
great.
Day.
It's at 6 o'clock. 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
Okay. So get everybody out there tonight. Listen to what's going on about why we should be watching out for Agenda 21. Okay. Hey, we're going to go to Wells Fargo, our advisor there, with the Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good,
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 167 at 12,016. The S&P 500 is down 20 at 1,234, and the NASDAQ is down 43 at 2,603. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 27 cents at $5.45, and American Airlines down 9 cents at 55 cents. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 16 cents at $7.93. Bank of Commerce is down 4 cents at $3.25. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices there today, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 2.01%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is down $51.70 at $16.65.10, silver down $1.24 at $31.01, and crude oil down $1.51 at $97.90. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisor with the market a minute at 710, 810, 905, and again in the afternoon. Thank you so much for giving us an update about what's happening back on the East Coast and the stock markets. We're going to take a quick break. It is 8:11 in the morning. We come back. We have Jim Gironda and John Williams. We're going to be talking about a program here in California that can actually save lives, that helps people, helps your friends, helps your family. Join us after we get these messages.
Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, we're walking on sunshine. It's Monday morning, December the 12th. 40 degrees out there, so we're walking in sunshine with little chill bumps all over us. 8:12 in the morning, Carl on the bot, KCNR 1460. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. The chat pack, Indy and, who else is in there? Sharon and John and just a number of things. People talking about everything, about sending lawyers guns and money. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Go down and talk to Mike Huber. Give him a call at 241-7866. You know, it really spruces your place up. It's beautiful, the work he does. We have a fire pit outside made of granite that polished so great, you know, with the rough edges the way it's supposed to be when it's outside, and then polished, and then a fire that with a propane tank that's burned so far, I don't know, that one tank so far has burned like 14 hours, and but he has granite and marble to fit almost every budget. He'll come out and take a look, and you know, in your kitchen, your bathroom, outside, the pool area, you name it, he can do it. Give him a call, Mike Huber, 241-7866. Go to his website, estategranite.com. Our guests today are, friends, but also people that we wanted to share their story with our community in the North State. Jim Gironda, good morning, Jim.
Morning, Carl. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You bet. And John Williams.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. Jim is a lot of things in our town, has participated in so much, in so many events to help our community. Of course, Gironda's Restaurant. the Asphalt Cowboys,
yes,
if I'm correct here, and who knows how many other things that you're involved in.
Yeah, I was quite a bit in the, you know, I do one at a time. I used to be involved in the Guild for about 15 years and so in the Water District, and you name it, I've been there.
And then you started having some health problems.
Yes. Yeah, I started having kidney failure actually about 7 years ago. And it just slowly, as it creeps up on you, you know, when it's like turning one drop of water off every day, you don't notice it. It's not like you turn the faucet off all at once.
And so the symptoms don't hit you right away?
No, the first catch was that my creatinine level was high. And so they started monitoring me, and quite frankly, they wanted to put me on a wait list a year before they did. And, you know, me, you know, being the old tough Marine, as you know.
Yeah, former right, Marine. Yeah, right, we ignore that. We right, ignore that crap. Right. Yeah.
I don't need a kidney. Mine's going to be fine. And so I was on the wait list for 3.5 years before I actually got a live kidney. And when I say live, the reason I do and what I want to point out, it's so important, is that I'm told actually by the medical director in this program that a live kidney is 70% better than a cadaver kidney. And that's huge. I mean, that's absolutely huge. John, who's sitting here to my left, what's so unique about this program, John is one of several family and friends that I was fortunate enough to come forward to be willing to donate a kidney for me. But nobody matched me. None of my donors, willing donors, matched me.
And, you know, and John, we're going to get to you up here in a few minutes.
Right.
Because I want to talk to a man that offers up a kidney and why you would do that. So, but continue. So nothing matched. Nothing anybody had, your family, your friends, nothing matched.
Right. Nothing matched. And fortunately for me, at California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco, they're commonly referred to as CPMC, the acronym. Dr. Stephen Katznelson, he's the medical director for a kidney transplant program. Him and a kidney patient, I believe about 3 years ago, designed software that can take all the data and put it into a pool and actually come up with matches from unknown sources. So anyway, what it turns out is John was willing to donate, and as were other people. So it turned out they put six of us together in order to make this happen. And let me try and name the players here so it makes sense. There was three donors, John being one of them. He donated on my behalf, but I didn't get his kidney.
Because it didn't match.
No. John's kidney went to a gentleman that was a husband and wife team. He needed a kidney. His wife donated, but she wouldn't match him. Her kidney went to yet another party, and that party's daughter-in-law donated on her behalf, but didn't match her. Her kidney, which was a 27-year-old female, her kidney came to me. So it's kind of connected dots. If you have one dot missing, you can't complete the circle. So John's kidney went to one. If you could visualize this in color code.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
color
this
code.
Is, it is. It's,
yeah.
It's something that you're no longer restricted to just family and friends and somebody and something maybe. People get together and say, look, I match him, but my parent needs something. So it could be six in it. It could be 25 people in this thing. It could be 100 people in this.
Right. And
it might be hard to take, you know,
yeah,
keep track of.
Because they have to do them simultaneously. And that's another thing that I want to point out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because my goal is I'm trying to get public awareness so that there's more donors. Right now there's 90,000 people in the U.S. who need kidneys. And if people understood the simplicity, and I don't... Go ahead.
No, go on, because we have your doctor here. And,
is he on?
And he's awaiting here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break now. And we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Katznelson, I believe
is
his name.
Yes.
And he's going to talk about this program, and we're going to talk about giving a kidney and what you have to go through. And, John, don't worry. You've got a big part in this, because I want to talk to somebody that wants to donate a kidney, knowing that it's not going to go to his buddy, but knowing that eventually one will. And it all had to be under a certain time frame, which is even more difficult. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with Dr. Katz Nelson, Jim Gironda, and John Williams. We're talking about a gift of life, really, here.
Yes, definitely.
A kidney transplant and the program they have now that gives more, I guess, gives more chances to people that need this operation, that needs this kidney. We'll be back in just a minute.
Past is past. Christmas present.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate healthcare providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, integrity, honesty, and generosity. What else can I say about people like this? Over 30 years in the business there. Great coffee with Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the state, discounts for veterans. I can't say enough about them and what they do for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And speaking of people that do things for our community, Jim Gironda here, who has done so much for our community over the past, gosh, how many years?
25, I would say.
25, 26 years.
That's when I came to town, yeah.
Okay, we're talking about the California Pacific Medical Center and their kidney transplant program that you became part of.
Correct.
And we have your doctor, Dr. Katz Nelson, on the line. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Doctor, first of all, welcome to the show. And
thank you.
We wanted to talk about this. We wanted to talk about the program that you all have down there for kidney transplants.
What would you like me to talk about?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Just the fact is that how the what Jim was telling us is how this is worked in such a way is that a person donating a kidney in Jim's name, it doesn't go to Jim. It goes to perhaps somebody. It goes to another person who then donates their kidney, perhaps to another person, and then it works its way around until finally Jim gets a new kidney.
Yeah. So several years ago, we followed suit for after a new program that Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore has been putting together that really looked at the problem of kidney recipients or kidney recipient candidates who came to us with living donors, but the donors being incompatible with them. It just made the recipients wait on the waiting list from anywhere from 3 to 5 years or more. Which was a huge problem, as recipients on dialysis didn't usually do quite as well as they would after a transplant. And if you wait long enough on dialysis, then your anticipated success for a future transplant goes down. So in trying to address this problem, I got together with an old patient of ours who had some success with Microsoft years earlier in the software business. And he himself had received a transplant with us from a living, unrelated donor. And we wrote some software that helps to match up different pairs of recipients and donors who, between themselves, are incompatible. But putting them in a big enough pool, we can create these chains and get a number of recipients transplanted.
Well, is there a limit on this chain? I mean, I guess it must be, as everybody, according to Jim, is everybody has to be in the hospital together.
Well, there's a couple different ways to do it. The software that we wrote mainly works with, we call them closed loops. These are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different pairs of donors and recipients who are incompatible with each other, but the software has found matches for them. And in these closed loops, we do all the transplants at the same time. The second type of pair donation is called a chain. That's started by a donor who doesn't have a particular recipient in mind, but just wants to give. And those people can start chains that I think the longest have been over 20 transplants, but those different links in the chain, those different transplants, do not have to be done all at the same time.
Okay.
But the type that Mr. Geronda did was a three-way swap, including 6 people. The largest we'd done back in April was a 5-way transplant, wherein all the surgeries were done the same day.
Wow. And the success rate for a kidney transplant is what?
Well, the success rates have gone up and up. Even if you have a deceased donor kidney transplant these days, we expect a 1-year success to be somewhere between 90-94%. Whereas the living donor transplants at our center, the success rates are 96 or 97% on a short term. But the big difference comes in the long term, and the anticipated successes of living donor transplants are at least 50% greater than those for transplants coming off the waiting list where a recipient receives a deceased donor transplant.
I see. How do people sign up to get into this program?
Well, part of it's automatic. We've really changed around our protocols over the last few years to accommodate for it. But in general, whenever a recipient comes to us with any good, healthy, living donor, we engage right away. And if they happen to be compatible, that's great. We can go ahead and do that transplant. If they happen to be incompatible, then we can just immediately enroll them in this paired donation program. And I think, Jim, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, Jim, I think, when you and I were working through this, we actually used some algorithms to try to anticipate how long it would take to find you a match, and I don't think we were too far off.
No, we were pretty close, actually. We started out, actually, when was just cadaver. We were talking about 5 to 7 years, and then we got it down to 3, and with the live donor, and it turned out it was just about a little over 3.5 years from the time I got on the list. So that was pretty close. We were pretty close. And then once we started working even closer, I mean, it just started moving, it just kept moving.
Yeah, but I would say the Once we started with the, from the moment we started getting you on the parent donation list, I believe that was in May or June of this year.
Oh, yeah, you're right on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That
took about 6 months or
yes.
5 months.
So once you got paired up on that list in within 6 months, then you found somebody. Okay. We've got about 30 seconds left here before we have to take a break. Doctor, I hope you can continue to hang on after the news. I just have a couple more questions. And then we want to talk to John Williams, who was part of this, as he's kind of the one that started this by donating the kidney as we worked our way around. And I want to talk more about the program and how people can get involved in the program like that. We'll be back after these messages and after the news. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It is 8:30 in the morning, December the 12th. 40 degrees out there. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Should states be allowed to set their own illegal immigration laws? The Supreme Court's taking up Arizona's.
A federal appeals court says Arizona's law is too tough, blocking key provisions of the legislation requiring police officers to check a suspect's immigration status. The Obama administration challenged Arizona's law and similar laws in Alabama, South Carolina, and Utah.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in D.C. Justice Elena Kagan stepping aside, she'd been part of the White House decision to challenge the law. Opponents say it shows he's out of touch with the middle class, but Mitt Romney says his offer of a $10,000 bet during Saturday's Republican debate was meant to be over the top and meaningless.
I put out an outrageous number for an outrageous charge. But look, the president is the person who's failed the American people and the middle class.
He made the bet challenging Rick Perry's claims that Romney changed parts of his book about health care reform. Fox News. We report. You decide.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning 221-5868.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning, December the 12th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Walk in, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Get that good haircut, sit down, enjoy yourself, catch up on their latest reading, National Geographic, Guns and Ammo. It's a great place to go to. Bad Bob goes there. In fact, Bad Bob, you're going to need to lean into that barbershop here pretty soon with that beard, that bushy beard of yours. People are going to mistake you for a Santa figure. Anyway, hey, our guests today are Jim Gironda and John Williams and Dr. Katz Nelson, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yes.
Okay, and we're here talking about, this is not a normal show, but we have what we have here is, we're talking about the California Pacific Medical Center and the kidney transplant program, where for so many years people believe that, that getting a transplant, there's a national database, but it really doesn't work that well, and that people are on these lists for years, literally, to get a kidney. But the doctor in California Pacific Medical Center has started something that allows people to become part of a chain, I guess you could call it or describe it, where you give a kidney to somebody else to eventually the kidney comes back to the person that you really wanted to donate it to. Did I make that kind of simple that way, doctor?
No, I think that's just right.
That if I, in this case, John Williams. John, good morning.
Good morning.
And John has Sunrise Excavating here in town, and you gave your kidney to Jim Gironda, but not really.
No, it actually feels like I gave a kidney to two people, which obviously is impossible.
And what you did was, how did you decide to give a kidney? This is not something you just, I'll just do that today. I'll just go down and just give that kidney up.
Yeah, it's a tough decision, but after you do all your homework and read up on it, there's no reason not to. It actually should almost be like giving blood in a sense. There's no reason. You can live fine with one kidney. There's lots of people out there born with one kidney.
Uh-huh. Hey, Dr. Katz Nelson, mm-hmm. John's making this sound really simple. Is it that simple?
Would you mind repeating your question, please, sir?
I just said John was here saying that is that this once he made the decision, it was very simple, a simple procedure with no impact on him. He says, you can live with just one kidney. He says this was not a difficult operation.
Well, it's not a minor operation, but it is a safe one. And there are a couple things that are quite clear. One is that for a healthy person who is screened well by the transplant team, going through the surgery, once they've healed up, giving a kidney doesn't have a major impact on the life. It doesn't change the lifespan, and doesn't have at least a negative impact on quality of life. The other thing that needs to be clearly stated is. The heroes in this process are very much the donors. I mean, they come forward and their altruism is what drives these kind of paired donation programs. And although Mr. Williams quipped that he gave kidneys to two people, I would challenge him to say that he gave kidneys to six. Because if you think about it, his willingness to be an advocate for Mr. Gironda and participate in a three-way transplant where three people get a kidney... without him, those three people don't get a kidney. With him, those three people get a kidney. And because those three recipients come off of the kidney transplant waiting list, in a sense, it clears out three additional deceased donor kidneys for people on the waiting list who don't have a living donor option. So in that this transplant happened, really six people were made available kidneys, and he needs to take responsibility for that as well.
Well, take responsibility for that, John.
No, I will.
without the big hearts and the altruism of the donors, this would never happen.
So, Doctor, you're we need to. We're going to go into another break, and I want to be keeping you all day. Can you give our audience just kind of like your a synopsis of this? This is something that can really help people that you've started that. That you've got a loved one that may need a kidney, and nobody matches that. There is a lot of hope now with this system.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, if someone has an incompatible donor that they bring to the table, there's a lot of hope that they'll get transplanted. In fact, between our peritonation program and our association with one of these national chain databases, we anticipate that 70 to 80% or so of people come in with an incompatible donor will get a living donor transplant by peritonation. It may take some time, but they will. And zero of those people were getting transplants before. So I think there's a new hope, and there's a lot of hope. In fact, unfortunately, up through 2006, there had been a concerning decline in the number of living donor transplants done in the United States, and it's a multitude of different issues went into that, including some changes in the way that organs were allocated. And now it looks like over the last 2 years, there finally is a turn up. There's an upswing in the number of these valuable living donor transplants being done, and we believe that much of that is due to kidney pair donation.
Doctor, let me ask you: we're talking about the can people of all ages donate their kidney? Or is it the older it is, the probably less chance there is?
Well, we generally don't like to accept donors under 18, and usually under 20, unless the 18 or 19 year old are extremely mature. There is technically no upper age limit to donation. We put a soft block at 65, but it's clear that some people well over 65 are just as healthy as some people under 40. So we take them on a case by case basis, but the reality is that in certain scenarios that we have to be careful about it. I mean, someone who's 69, 70, or even a bit older can be a living donor and do it safely and do it in a way that it doesn't affect their life once they've healed up.
You know, we have one question before we let you go, Doctor. Do you know how many kidney transplants are done annually?
At our center, we just did our 200 recently at our center this year.
Uh-huh.
And nationally, depending on the year, there are 15,000 to 18,000, I believe.
15,000
to 18,000. But Mr. Durant pointed out appropriately that's really not a lot when you look at the 90-plus thousand people who are waiting for a kidney transplant at this moment.
In 2010, there was 16,899 transplants, kidney transplants, but that was out of 90,504 people that were waiting. And 6,277 of those were live donors, which left the balance of 10,622 for the deceased donor.
Okay. I don't know if you can stay, Doctor. If you can, you're welcome to. We got to take a quick break here, and we have some people on the line that have questions. Okay, great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:44 in the morning.
California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars, a great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the body, 45 in the morning. Linda is at home waiting the onslaught of people doing in there fixing fireplaces and setting up things for us to do, and some things we're doing today. Our guests are Jim Jaronda and John Williams. And John, you're over at Sunrise Excavating.
Yes, I am.
And is that yours?
That's mine.
That's yours. Okay.
1968.
And our guest also is Dr. Katz Nelson from the California Pacific Medical Center Kidney Transplant Program. And what we're talking about is this program where, you know, if it's really difficult to find the right donors for kidney transplants. So what happens is that the doctor, with help from one of the former recipients, set up a software program that allows people to be able to join this program, and they can give a kidney, even if it doesn't go to the person that they're associated with. It will go to other people, and kidneys are, it's literally a chain where they'll go from one kidney transplant to another one to another one till you find the one that in this case worked for Jim. So this is just amazing. I don't know. We may have lost the doctor there, but John, good morning. You're on.
Still there.
Good morning,
John. Okay, we've lost John too.
Left and right.
Okay. Anyway, let's going back here. John Williams. John, when you decided to do this, and we were just talking about it, you two weren't like the best of friends. I mean, you were friends, but you were not, you know, the, lifelong bosom buddies, you know, sleepovers and that.
Yeah, well, that's correct. You know, of course, my wife's my best friend.
There you go.
Jim and I are good friends. We're not we're not hunting buddies, drinking buddies, but we're definitely good friends.
Okay.
Yeah, family, friends, and
you must have gone through a lot of soul searching to do this. Or, I mean, this is you know, as the doctor said, It's a serious operation. It's not a, you know, but it's not a dangerous one.
That's correct. Not a ton of soul searching. A little research, and of course the hospital explains everything to you real well too. And when you realize how safe it is, it's a pretty easy decision once you get to that point.
Okay. We've got the doctor's back with us, and then we've also got John online too. John, do you have a question for the doctor and everybody?
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Fine. Not as good as Jim is.
No.
You know, Jim is a happy guy here, and I am so happy. You know what? We're all happy over this.
Good morning, Jim. This is John Dixon. How are you doing?
Good morning, John. Good.
Congratulations on your return to health.
Well, thank you very much.
Is your back working, too?
Everything's working.
That's fantastic. Hey, you know what? First thing I got to say is, John Williams, your philanthropy in this issue, I mean, what can one say? What a fantastic person you are. I mean, congratulations for being that way. I can't even imagine it. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much.
I have a question for you, Jim, if I could.
Sure.
I know you have to be for a while, and this is what my question is, on anti-rejection drugs.
Yes.
To keep you from rejecting a kidney.
Yes.
Will you have will this expire eventually where you don't have to take the rejection drugs?
It can expire, yes. It's an unknown at this point. I'll give you a brief synopsis on it.
Okay.
Currently, I get tested twice a week on my blood levels, and that will determine whether I'm at the right level, I need to increase my meds, decrease my meds. So far in the last 30 days, I just had one increase on Friday. And it's going to depend how everything is accepted. I mean, it's possible that I could go off it totally, or it's possible I could be on it for the rest of my life. So it's an unknown at this point.
We have the doctor on. Dr. Katz Nelson?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Jim was talking about his having to take anti-rejection drugs.
Even with
the match to the body, that still there's your body is such a wonderful mechanism. It sees something that maybe doesn't belong there. So the question was, is this something he's going to have to do the rest of his life?
In general terms, people have to stay on some of their anti-rejection medications the rest of their life. You're certainly right. There are going to be switches up and down. And in fact, because the rejections tend to happen early, the heavier doses of the drugs have to be on board early. But even late after transplant, as you just intimated, the immune system's still smart enough to see this foreign object there. And so most people do need to stay on some drugs through the life of their transplant.
Can I ask the doctor, does that also affect the rest of your immune system and whether or not you can fight off disease or not? And do you have to take special concerns for that or special considerations?
You do have to take on some special concerns because the immune system also is there to prevent infections, and the damped immune system has a bit of a harder time doing that. But we do take care, and for example, Mr. Gerond is now on a few different antibiotics to prevent certain infections during these first early months after the transplant. Those we peel off after about 3 months, and you just have to be careful. I mean, most people do fine, just a certain care taken.
The improvement in the technology is fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, Doctor, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate that.
It's been a pleasure, and it's great to hear how all Mr. Gerond is doing and Mr. Williams as well.
Well, we care about, you know, Reading is the smallest 100,000 person town you're going to find, and everybody knows these gentlemen, and for this to happen has made so many people happy. It's made a lot of people happy. I know it makes Jim happy and John, but it made a lot of us happy when this occurred, and we appreciate what you all do down at the California Pacific Medical Center.
Carl, you guys have a great day.
And it's made us happy, too. Yeah, we're very pleased for them.
Great. Okay, Doctor, thank you very, very much.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk to Jim and John just a little bit more. Talk a little bit about who's going to be on tomorrow. Also, this is Carl and the Bot. It's 8:52 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and it is 40 degrees downtown.
Yes. Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where the locals play. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-gal poker, Texas shootout, pie-gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest, with you the player in mind, offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament. Thursday at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. At last, indulge in Party in the Pit on Monday, December 26th. Buck bet $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day. In the 21 Pit, Monday, December 26th. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down. You can stand me up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh, 8:55 in the morning. We're having tomorrow, we're going to have our legal moment, our legal hour, and we have once a month with Lucky Jezrani. We're going to be talking about a number of different subjects. Again, last month it was on bankruptcy, and I tell you what, it was very, very interesting. Lots and lots of questions. So coming in tomorrow, we're going to be talking about on personal affairs with Lucky. He's going to be giving and just be talking about it, talk about what's going on, estate planning and these things. And if you have questions, as you did last time, it's a good time to get them answered, at least get an idea about them. Bad Bob, weather.
Mostly sunny today, clouds here and there. The high will be near 60 degrees. Winds out of the north, around 10 miles per hour. Frosty tonight, could get down into the freezing air, range throughout the North Valley. More of the same tomorrow, frost before 10 a.m., otherwise sunny and a high near 57. Currently 41 degrees in this report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, big, big doings out there on New Year's Eve. We're going to be there. You out there, it's a six-course dinner, 18-piece band, casino night. If you want to ride, they're going to provide transportation for you from the Red Line Inn all the way up there and back. What a great time it's going to be up at Anselmo Vineyards on New Year's Eve. Call 474-5546. And get a couple of tickets. Come on out and join us there. Our guests, Jim Gironda and John Williams, and they're here to talk about the California Pacific Medical Center, a program they were in the kidney transplant program. Jim in the receiving end, and John in the donating end. And you know what? It probably was, you know, it was tough on this operation because, you know, usually you like to have a little sympathy afterwards. But you tell me they put a little piece of adhesive tape on, and that was it?
Well, no staples, a lot of Steri-Strips, three small incisions about a half inch long for instruments, and about a 3-inch incision right about the belt line to get the kidney out. So
in the back?
In the front.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the front. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. All right.
So.
And that was it.
Yeah, that was it. I've always wanted to wear suspenders. As you get older and lose your butt and gain a belly, you know you can't keep your pants up with a belt.
I noticed we have suspenders in here today.
And now I got a good excuse to wear suspenders.
Okay, that's great. You know what? I can't say enough about somebody like yourself, John, that would do this and set into motion a chain that eventually ended up with a 27-year-old lady,
yes,
giving you her kidney, Jim.
It's changed my life in many ways. It gave it back to me, you know. And I find myself though I want to watch reruns of Oprah and What Not to Wear and also whenever
I hear. By the way, those high heels that you're wearing today, I thought it really tasteful. Goes with the jeans.
The funny thing is, I'm compelled to sit down every time I have an urge to urinate. And I don't know what's causing that, but.
You know, here's one thing: is you think it's bad for you. Just think about that. Here's this 27-year-old kidney in your body.
Right.
You know what it's having to go through right now. Oh my God! You know,
you have
a Marine.
To tough it out.
This is a Marine here. Well, thank you so much for coming in today,
gentlemen.
Thank you. And talking about this, because like you said, there's 90,000 recipients needed, and only about 15,000 a year, of which only 1,100 or so are live donors, something like that.
6,200
are live donors. But this type of program can really help people, and it can, you know, it can touch so many people. Yes. And we'll talk more about this. Again, tomorrow our guests are Lucky Jazz Ronnie and a couple of little surprises we're going to be talking about. Have a great day out there. Remember, gents, it's December the 12th. I'm going to keep warning you every day. 13 more shopping days till Christmas. Get things, get cards, get all of those things. I'm trying to save you all some problems. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. We got a lot of good guys here today. Which are you?
And you're listening.